Yesterday, while I was sitting down watching part of the inauguration, my daughter, who's in the 12th grade, walks up and says, "Oh, has Obama been on yet?" And I said, "No, not yet." And she says, "I like him." I said, "Why do you like him?" She says, "Well, because he's the new president and Bush is gone." I said, "Bush is gone. Okay, what didn't you like about Bush?" "Oh, well, he loved war." I said, "Oh, he loved war, did he? Where did you hear that?" She says, "Well, they talk about it in history in my school." I said, "Oh, is that all they say about Bush?" "Yep, he was a bad guy and he loved war." I said, "Do they ever say anything about how he protected his country and ours in his administration? We haven't had a terrorist attack since September 11th, 2001. And the other good things that he did admit to mistakes." And she says, Dad. I said, "What else do you like about Obama?" She says, "Well, he's black." I said, "Oh, because he's black, that means he'll be a good president? I think it's fantastic that a black man has reached the office of president, but does that make him a good president because of his color?" That's another commentary for another time. I don't think color has anything to do whether or not you're a good president, whether or not you're a woman, whether or not you're black, yellow, or green. It's what you believe in, what you represent the people about and for. Barack Obama does deserve a chance. But educators, including those who teach my daughter, need to realize that George Bush was more than just a guy who loved war. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.